Time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Joey. Glad to be here.
Good to talk with you, Connie. The legal documents used to transfer an estate at death, Connie, can be confusing. So which is better to transfer an estate, a will or a trust?
Well, that's a question that I get asked frequently. And let me start by saying that everybody should have a will. A will is the legal document that declares your wishes regarding the transfer of your estate at the time of your death. And an important feature is that if you have minor children, you can name a guardian for those children in your will. There are a lot of ways that assets pass at death, and not everything goes through a will. But you can think of it this way. Anything you own that you own in your name alone, and it doesn't have any designated beneficiary, will go through your will. So it is a really important document. On the other hand, a revocable living trust is a different legal document. It's an agreement between two parties, the person who creates the trust, called the grantor, and the trustee who manages the trust. Now, in the beginning, usually you would be both the grantor and the trustee. And a trust is effective during your lifetime as well as after death. So what you do in the trust is you name a successor trustee, and that would be a person to manage your assets if there's a time in the future when you're unable to do so yourself, and then after your death. So it's not really a matter of which is better. Everybody needs a will. And some people can benefit from also having a revocable living trust. It all depends on your circumstances. A couple more differences here. A trust avoids probate, and so the terms of the trust are kept private. In the case of a will must go through a court process after death, which records the will at the courthouse. And once that's done, it becomes public record. So some people prefer to pass their assets through a trust because of the privacy it affords. And the only people that are informed about the terms of the trust are the trustee and the beneficiaries. So basically, the more assets that you can transfer outside of your will, the more private your financial affairs will be. And a benefit of the trust is also that is immediacy. The trust goes into effect immediately upon signing it, and so it can be funded during your lifetime. A will doesn't take effect until the time of death. And in a revocable living trust, you can change the terms anytime during your lifetime, but upon your death, it becomes irrevocable. And a trust doesn't have to distribute all of the assets at once, which is the case of a will, because you can actually put into the trust that you want the assets distributed over a period of time. You can provide management for younger beneficiaries and only let them receive assets when they're mature enough to handle them. So there are a lot of reasons that a trust can be helpful, but it would be in addition to your will. And what I recommend is that you discuss your own situation with a financial advisor and your attorney. The documents you need will depend upon your own circumstances. One thing I do strongly recommend is that you don't try a do-it-yourself will or trust from the internet. I think you should seek professional advice on such an important matter, and mistakes could be very costly for your family.
Okay, Connie, for today's discussion, if our listeners would like to get information and reach out to you, what's the best way they can do so?
They can reach us at our Roanoke phone number, 540-772-4545. That number again is 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.